Hey ladies, when you have dry flaky skin, you need Love Indus Precious Potion for your face. I use it morning and night and it has substantially changed the way my skin feels. It's plump, it's moisturized, it's awesome. Go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 21% off.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
All right, I have been dying to get to extra funny today so we can elaborate on this, or Riggins could elaborate on it. In the regular old show, the FCC-regulated show, I mentioned that Costco has a 60-pound bucket of honey that you can buy. Now, they're all about the bulk and all of that, but 60 pounds of honey, I like honey, but there's no way I would ever make it through in my lifetime a 60-pound bucket of honey.
Never.
But then Riggins said that that people would be buying that much because of preverted reasons.
I think so.
So what are some of the things that you picture preverts doing with honey?
Covering themselves from head to toe and letting whoever come in and lick it off of them.
Whoever or whatever.
I was going to say whoever, but I didn't think about whatever.
I don't know what you're getting at with the whatever.
Well, anything that's not human.
Right.
Ew.
And whatnot.
Cats. Yeah. But what I think is more likely is that it's one person covering themselves in honey, and then there's a bunch of other people that are also freaky. And they're coming over to lick the honey off. You remember when they used to do like naked people sushi?
Yeah.
And they put like the sushi all over naked people. Mm-hmm. Maybe something like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
And I'm going to be honest though. Have y'all ever gotten honey in your hair by accident?
No, I hate just getting it on my fingers.
So think about how hard it is to just get off your fingers. Mm-hmm. If it's in your hair, you're about ready to just cut it out because it's like worse than gum. It so mm-hmm. Can you imagine? I don't even want to know where it gets stuck in place. That's terrible.
Yeah, and just say if a guy's got a hairy chest, it gets all in that.
And
yep.
Because people do use a honey type substance to wax, like a sugar wax is kind of a honey. That is disturbing. Yeah. Pick a new condiment. Don't do honey.
All right. Let me ask you this, Lindsay. Let's say that somebody had the world's cutest Highland calf. And they said you could pet it and play with it for an hour.
Okay.
But the only way you can do so is if your husband is covered in honey and the mom of the calf has to lick it off your husband.
Okay.
While you're playing with the calf.
Okay. I think I would make him do it. Now, I don't want it to be a sexual licking, no. Obviously.
No, he wouldn't like it.
He wouldn't like it, but it's not going to be.
Yeah, he can be wearing shorts. He doesn't have to be on his privates.
All right, we're doing it. We're doing it.
But all over his legs and his chest and his arms and his back.
We're doing it. He's screaming the whole way. Because you know those big tongues? They're like...
Yeah.
Oh, but if I could play for just 1 hour with the cutest one in the whole world, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Now, if you had the opportunity... And they said, all right, we hear you talking on the radio all the time. We raise Highland cows. And we just had some new calves.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you can come play with one of them. You can play with it for an hour. Do whatever you want. Or you can bring your kids with you. And all three of you can play with it for 5 minutes.
Those kids staying at home. They stayed at home.
That's terrible.
I'm just kidding. I would want them to play, but 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's just like a tease.
Well, then, you know, it wouldn't be a hard choice if it was
I know those kids staying home. They're fine.
Don't you do enough? Don't you do enough for those kids? Don't you give up enough?
And don't they say they don't remember much before the age of five? That boy won't even remember.
No, he won't remember.
Yeah, they're staying at home.
But they don't even have to know that you're going to do it.
That's true. I need quality time, you know? Mm-hmm. This is my relaxation.
Okay. To have a Highland calf to play with as much as you wanted to for a week, or a really, really cool, expensive bag, designer bag to keep.
Ooh.
You know my love for bags. To keep for it. Yeah, I'm picking the bag though. But it's a close, like I have to really think about it because that's how much I love those cows. Mm-hmm.
Is that your number one cute animal?
Right now it's trending. Yeah, my number one. Yep. Even over dogs, but like where am I gonna put it? I don't know. I've thought about it many times. Like how
she seriously wants one, Riggins.
Yeah. I don't get that because here's the problem. Mm-hmm. You've got a backyard. Are you fenced in?
Yeah.
Oh, you are fenced in. Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. You're definitely going to run into problems with the HOA and people like that. But if let's say, take that off the table, I think once the charm of it wears off and it will wear off.
Yeah.
Then you've got huge dumps, huge poops, and I bet they stink.
And here's the thing. I am a part of the HOA committee, so I would be kicked off.
Yeah.
But I think it's worth it.
I'm thinking, though, that your husband would be glad to rent out a stable kind of thing. Like if you have a horse, you can put them out on some land and you rent it from the landowner or stable owner or whatever. You could probably do the same thing.
I've already asked him.
Yeah.
I already asked him. He said, I think his words were, hell no. Find a new hobby. Cause I was like looking into it like crazy. Like, what if we just get one and put it in a, he's like, you've lost your mind.
And now I'm not exaggerating here. I really think there is a possibility. And if I saw it happen, I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think it's bound to happen, but if I saw it happen, I wouldn't be surprised if my little friend Jenny one day gets eaten by a wild animal that she thinks is cute.
I agree.
Yeah, that's what you said. I mean, we're similar in that situation where she sees a bear, right? She just wants to pet it.
Bear. I want to pet him. And we have these foxes around here.
Yeah.
And, you know, when she's over here and, you know, before it gets dark, when the foxes come out because the lady across the street feeds them and, you know, they go get their sandwiches every night. She thinks that she could just get up. You know, she always wants to go pet them and tries to call them over and all of that. You know, just like with that deer, I had the video of her walking out there and feeding the deer a cracker. Every time she comes over here, she goes straight to the pantry and pulls out crackers and says, "I'm," and she named the deer Cracker. I'm just waiting on crackers to come back, and she knows the markings on it. And so she's still trying to do that to make that deer her pet. And she's the same way with bears. I think a grown bear, she would try to befriend and want to pet it and ride it.
The only way I see it is that she doesn't ever need to go to the mountains again.
No, especially up to my friend Mark's place.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he's way, way, way up the mountain and isolated. And he has bears on his deck all the time.
Yeah.
She'd be out there.
The difference in her and I is that I know I talk about wanting to pet them and cuddly, but I really wouldn't. Like, I'm terrified. I'm a scaredy cat. She's more, what's the word? Adventurous?
Yeah, maybe. Or crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. She would actually do it. So.
Exactly. I get the urge of wanting to pet those animals because they're cute. Bears are cute. They got those little ears and, you know, they're cute. But yeah, you just got to draw the line. Go, this is dumb.
Yeah.
And it could also kill me. Now, a deer's probably not going to kill you, but a bear is definitely going to kill you.
A doe that doesn't have, you know, antlers on it.
True.
Yeah.
But she does have a way with animals. I mean, she's
the animal whisperer.
Crazy. Yeah.
I mean, and she's tiny, too. That's another worrisome thing. Like, approaching a bear. She's tiny.
Yeah.
That bear would just.
See, maybe that was the thing with the deer. The deer didn't see her as a threat.
Yeah.
Because she's so little.
Mm-hmm. The deer's like,
bear would see her as a snack.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's right. That's right.
Mm. And you know, people always look at polar bears the same way. Oh, it's so pretty and white and so cute. And they're the most vicious of any bear.
I hate hearing that.
Yeah.
Because they're so cute. Especially little babies.
You still think they're cute if you see one of those documentary films where they just ate a seal or something. They got blood all over their white fur and everything.
I think we had talked about that on the show one time, maybe years ago. And I think I cried. Like I was physically crying. I can't get over it. Not a seal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a baby seal.
I know. It's terrible. They're so mean.
They're mean.
They need to go to jail.
Yeah.
They need to go to bear prison.
Yeah.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny.
Hey, it's Riggins from the TJ and Riggins Show, and there's a company called LaCure that makes these drinking gummies no hangover the next day. They are totally awesome. Save 15% off your LaCure order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it!
Now, back to TJ and Riggins Extra Funny.
During the break, I just told a stupid, kind of a vulgar joke, like a cheesy kind of joke. And it reminded me, Ace and I never told y'all the story about when we first started as a morning show in the early 90s. A joke that we did on the air one day, and we got all kinds of flack from it. And we were young, you know. I was maybe 23 or 24.
Oh.
And like I said, we were just starting out. We were learning our way. And in those days, there was a lot more blue humor on the radio than there is now. Mm. I mean, there were a lot of shows that did, you know, pretty graphic type humor.
Yeah.
You know, just not saying the seven words or whatever that you can't say according to the FCC. So we have been listening to how they do their shows. This is what we need to do. And you know, so forth and so on, not taking into consideration that we were in a town, that, you know, you didn't act that way on the radio. You don't do that. And then we were also, our target demographic was, women 18 to 34 years old or 18 to 49 years old. And they don't want to hear vulgar jokes, but we didn't know any better. And then when they started complaining is when we learned the lesson.
Yeah.
And,
are you going to tell it or are you just telling us?
I'm trying to think if I can tell it or not.
Cause I think you can.
I really don't. Cause it was bad. It was really bad. We should have never done it.
So how's some way people listening at what Ann, me and Riggins can hear what it is? Because the people want to know.
I don't know, because the whole thing is just by today's standards would get us canceled.
Okay.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even on Extra Funny.
Even on Extra Extra too?
Yeah. Because it was something that I heard at the mill. It was a joke I heard when I worked at the mill.
So you didn't get fired, obviously, but did your bosses kind of scold you, or was it just the people that were listening?
It was everybody.
Okay.
The bosses, the people, my brother even said, look, I know you think that that's not bad, but you know, and he was the one that made me realize, okay, well, that makes sense. I get it. Because before it's just like, oh, these people don't get it. They don't know how cutting edge we are. So when I tell young people, okay, you know, I know you think that you're the, you know what you're talking about, and you think that, you know, you're being, you know, put upon here or done wrong. They have a point.
Yeah.
Listen, you just don't know yet. And it was a valuable lesson, but it was one we never crossed the line again.
Well, right.
And Ace always act, you know, he always tried to act like we did it to find out where the line was. You know, like we thought it out enough beforehand.
You're like, we did not.
But we're going to test it and see if this is over the line. And it was just, we thought it was funny. And we thought, hey, we're on the morning show now. We're doing a cutting edge show. People will love this. This will stand out. This will show that we're different than the other shows in town, that we're cool. And it didn't. It just showed that we were idiots.
That's such a testament to how he thinks, though, or what he, who he was, mm-hmm. because he would always be, no, that was on purpose. We were just seeing where.
Yeah, because, you know, that, and that's where I came up with the rule at that point. You always hear me say that we always said that we'll never say anything on the radio we wouldn't say to our moms.
Yes.
And that our moms aren't fuddy-duddies. They're not, you know, like that. So they're pretty cool, but there is a limit. That's what, I mean, that one thing, so many good things were spawned from that.
Right.
Learning that lesson.
How fast did you realize that you had screwed up? Like, was it almost immediate when the complaints started coming in, or like, when did the light come on? You're like, oh, that was dumb.
Well, it didn't come on. It was dumb until like a day later. You know, when I was talking to my brother, up until that point, it was like, these people don't know, they started calling immediately and complaining.
Really?
Yeah. And we were like, I mean, they don't know the stuff we know.
Yeah.
You know, we get it, man. We get it. We're doing what they do in the big cities.
Yeah. 23, you know it all. It's just so on brand for a 23-year-old that's getting some success and excited to be out there. I get it.
Yeah, and everyone goes through that, right? Maybe not to that, I don't know, to that level, but I think it had to happen to get to where you were.
Yeah.
Where you are today, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you learn from everything. You know, you learn from the stuff you do that is good, and then you learn from the stuff you do that's bad.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Do you, looking back at it now, is it funny still?
Not now that I have kids, no.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So I'm not going to think it's funny then.
Then you probably will twist it.
You hate your kids. You're going to love it.
I think that if I were driving with my kids in the car, this is how I always have to think about the situation, especially when you're on a female appeal show. You have to think about if you're in the car with your kids and they're, you know, adolescents or even high school, do you want to say anything that's going to make that parent so uncomfortable that they have to change the station? So that's, you know, that's the way we've always looked at it. And that was something that, you know, but they'll come up with things and complain all the time. Well, you said that, you know, you made a joke about people with brown eyes and my daughter has brown eyes and I had to turn off the radio. What am I supposed to tell her? And, you know, people will come up with things that are outlandish that they just find to personalize, you know. Yeah. But with this, it was legitimate. If I would have heard that with my kids in the car, I probably would have never listened to that show again.
Really?
Yeah.
And I think maybe why it did take you a day or whatever and talking to your brother is because people complain about everything. So you just thought, okay, people complain about everything. But when your actual own brother that has the same sense of humor as you said something, you're like, okay, now I get it, you know.
And he had kids.
And he had kids, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, I can't wait to hear it.
I can't wait. I'm dying.
I'm dying over here. Let's cut. Cut to extra, extra.
But I mean, you look at things like that and you really appreciate that people give you another chance.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Man, what did you do? I'm dying.
Really- The people are going to go nuts over this because they're going to want to know.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
I can't wait. Are you going to tell me in Reagan's at least?
Yeah, I'll tell y'all.
Thank you.
Not right now, but I will. Okay.
Because I can't leave here today not knowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm sure it's probably not good as far as a broadcaster to leave the audience hanging like that. But I just can't. I, there's no way.
Yeah, you can't.
It was that big of a mistake. Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Were you repeating a joke, or is this an idea or thought you had and shared it with people?
It was repeating a joke.
It was repeating
from the mill.
Yeah, like. I mean, can you see us doing that? You know, once y'all got to know us, would we just come on the air and tell jokes, like anecdotal jokes? Guy walks in a bar, you know, kind of thing. No, we wouldn't. Now we might take a joke and then put it into a script that a character does, you know, the way John Boy and Billy do. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of show we did up until the time we moved to Charlotte. Can y'all imagine that? We did funny characters and voices, and, you know, we had a crazy traffic guy that was a character that, you know, he was in, you know, every morning we'd check the traffic with Captain Jimmy, and it was a scripted thing that we had written out and did funny voices for, like we were talking to the character and all, just the way John Boy and Billy do. But when we moved to Charlotte, John Boy and Billy, you know, they are the Charlotte radio show, always have been. So we couldn't necessarily come into here and start doing the same thing that they do.
Right.
So we had to completely revamp the way we do our show.
I do find it, I don't know, I guess odd, maybe it's my age or whatever, that they were so successful for as long as they were still doing that type of show.
Yeah.
But no offense to them. I just, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, and it is because of the target demographic that they had. They had, you know, blue collar adult, men, probably their demographic would have been men 25 to 54.
Oh, okay.
25 years old to 54 years old. And probably just like nailing the 40 to 55 range.
Yeah. Because I do remember my dad listening to it. You know, but I remember thinking, this is something, you know.
Yeah, it's not women humor, for sure.
No, not at all.
Mm-mm. And they weren't nasty either.
No, just, I would say at the age I was at listening to my dad listen to it, I would say stupid. It was stupid, but
yeah,
that's just how I felt at the time. You know, I can't.
That is stupid.
So dumb.
You can tell that it's that one guy just doing a funny voice, a crazy voice.
Exactly.
Nobody thinks that's a real person.
Yeah.
Don't leave yet. I have to go back in and get my caboodle.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
The TJ and Riggins Show is available to stream live every weekday at tjriggins.com. Our new homepage works just like an app does, and it's the best way to enjoy the TJ Riggins Show. Or you want to listen later? Make sure you grab the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, tjriggins.com, or YouTube. And a sincere thank you for being a member of the radio family.
Hey ladies, when you have dry flaky skin, you need Love Indus Precious Potion for your face. I use it morning and night, and it has substantially changed the way my skin feels. It's plump, it's moisturized, it's awesome. Go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 21% off.